the person we are picking, who is Levi Bachmeier, which I'm just going to say is a North Dakota native and a product of our K-12 public school system. He graduated from West Fargo. He likes to call it Best Fargo, which is cheesy and funny at the same time.
Hey, I'm Merrick Dethridge.
And I'm Danielle Webster. We're back once again for another episode of Prairie Beat,
our weekly discussion of North Dakota news. And Danielle, here we now have a new state school superintendent.
Well, almost. So yes, somebody has been named to the office that will soon be vacated by Kirsten Baszler. Baszler has been superintendent of public instruction since first being elected back in 2012. And now she's headed to Washington, D.C. President Trump has nominated her to a position in the Federal Department of Education. And long story short, the Senate recently confirmed her to that position. She will serve as Assistant Secretary for Elementary and Secondary Education.
But I find that so interesting, so fascinating, considering the Trump administration has promised to end the Department of Education and has made a lot of moves in that direction. So there's not even any real knowing how long Kirsten Baszler will even work in that job. Even still, now she's been confirmed, but she's not getting to work just yet, is she?
No. So last week, we talked about the federal government shutdown. And then this week, that is still ongoing. And it's still causing a lot of issues, including this one. Baszler can't resign, and she can't get to work until she's sworn in. And she can't get sworn in until the government reopens.
Yep. She'll just have to wait to put that nameplate on her office door for a little while longer. So I guess that's why the new superintendent has yet to step into that role. But okay, let's hear it. The new guy out of West Fargo, what's he all about? Inquiring parents want to know.
Governor Kelly Armstrong has appointed Levi Bachmeier to the office. He was born and raised in North Dakota, graduated from West Fargo, and went to college in Concordia. He taught social studies for 2 years with Teach for America, and he also spent a summer as a policy analyst fellow at the U.S. Department of Education. And as Governor Armstrong told reporters at the announcement on Tuesday, you've probably seen him around Bismarck.
He's no stranger to the inner workings of North Dakota state government, having spent 3 years as Governor Burgum's education policy advisor and later policy director. He returned home to West Fargo in 2019, serving as the school's district's business manager since then. Your next superintendent of public instruction, Levi Bachmeier.
He's also been working as the track and field coach at West Fargo High School, so he's been around the education realm in various capacities for a while, in addition to working in various government roles.
Well, alrighty then, that is the guy. Now, the superintendent's position has been pretty highly sought after the last few election cycles. I can remember some of the candidates, but this was not someone who ran for the office before.
No. So our very own Dave Thompson recently spoke to Nick Archuleta. He's president of North Dakota United, the union that represents North Dakota teachers. And Dave asked him what sort of person he hoped would get chosen for the job.
Somebody who has a background in public education, has actually worked in a classroom, has actually faced some of the same challenges that teachers face every day.
Well, it certainly sounds like someone who checks a lot of those boxes.
When Bachmeier assumes this position, he will also be resigning from a few boards he's currently on, the Board of Public School Education, Career and Technical Education Board, as well as the State Board of Higher Education.
Yeah, wow. Sounds like he's certainly been a pretty busy guy with his finger on the pulse of education in the state of North Dakota. And with that experience, what does he perceive as his biggest challenge that he'll face in this new role?
Dave was actually at the news conference where Bachmeier was named superintendent, and he asked that very question. Bachmeier had this to say.
Education policy, like so many forms of politics today, has gotten tribal, where you either think that our schools are failing or that they're perfect and they can't be better. And I guess I would just want parents to know that I think our schools here are great, but with common sense, hard work, and high expectations, I think they can be even better.
Another thing he said in the news conference was that he is proud to be a product of North Dakota's very own public education system, and he's confident it can be made even better than it already is. Something North Dakota United's Nick Archuleta also said with that interview he did with Dave was that he hoped the next superintendent would continue to advance a lot of the same initiatives Kirsten Baszler worked on. And it kind of sounds like Bachmeier is interested in that angle.
I intend to build upon the great work that Superintendent Baszler has done in her time here leading DPI, and I'm really actually excited to hit the road. A great piece of advice that I heard from a former football coach who's now a legislator is you have to listen to learn to lead, And so I intend to be spending a lot of my time in the truck visiting as many of our 168 school districts as I can reach.
Well, you know, considering Danielle, some of the people who ran for state superintendent in the past who had pretty extreme positions on education and in culture war type issues, this guy seems like he's more in the mold of Kirsten Baszler, kind of a middle of the road person that doesn't take those kind of extreme positions. For parents who are concerned about that and where the department is going in the future, does this guy kind of assuage some of those fears?
I would think so. Kelly Armstrong is not somebody I perceive that would pick somebody to hold those more extreme, maybe polarizing positions.
When will Bachmeier himself have to actually run for office?
So Governor Armstrong appointed him to this office, but he will have to run and then be chosen by North Dakotans to finish the term that Baszler was elected to last year. So he'll have to run in 2026, and if he still wants that job after that, he'll have to run again in 2028.
So between running to every school district in the state and running for office, that's a lot of running, but as a track coach, I bet he's trained up pretty well for that. So running superintendent. Now, Danielle, one thing going back to the Federal Department of Education. Just last week, the Office of Special Education Programs at the department was closed down. Now, I think a lot of parents of kids with varying educational needs, and I have to say I have one. I have a child who has special needs, and so this is of particular interest to me. We have to have concerns about this. Does this new superintendent have any ideas, plans, anything for going forward without that federal support for special ed?
That's a great question. And he was asked about that at the news conference where Armstrong named him as superintendent.
We have an opportunity. When we say all kids, we have to really mean all kids. And so I'm excited to work not only with the folks in the special education office, but all the offices. It's not only going to take all the offices in DPI, it's going to take parents, it's going to take schools, it's going to take students working together.
All right, certainly a lot of moving parts in this changing landscape, although not moving fast enough during the times of closed government, really. A lot to be watching for sure and paying attention to. Thanks for that, Danielle. So what else has the Prairie Public Newsroom been reporting on this week?
They're expected to have the same learning outcomes, the same grading scales, and the same course length as a college student taking that same course.
In other education news, more than 6,000 North Dakota high schoolers currently take dual credit courses, classes in high school that also count toward their college degrees.
There's always the human involvement and double checking that.
North Dakota Legislative Council is trying out AI to summarize bills.
It's 57,000 North Dakotans. It's a big deal.
And in more shutdown news, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, will run out of funds on November 1st. Governor Armstrong is working with state agencies on a response.
Well, we'll keep waiting for the news cycle to slow down and let us breathe just a little bit, Danielle. I guess we'll be waiting a century or two. Thanks for all that.
You bet. Be sure to tune in to Prairie Public for more news stories and check out our online newsroom at news.prairiepublic.org.
All right, that'll do it for this week's Prairie Beats. I'm Eric Dethridge.
And I'm Danielle Webster. We'll see you on the beat next week.